I guess the next question is, who was administering the surveillance?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. It looked like the plugging in of these phone numbers was being done in the evenings at NSA. So almost it was like being done on the sly, even so that most NSA employees did not know what was going on. Now, a high-level person at NSA told me this was being directed from the vice president office. That would be Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, I don't know that for sure, but that's what I was told from a very senior person at NSA.
So a high-level Bush administration official. I guess the next question is, why? Why was it being done? I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is blackmail.
I don't know the answer to that either.
What do you think? I mean, based on your experience, Russ,
well,
what could the reason be to be wiretapping and spying on people like Obama, Judge Alito, Petraeus?
I think you hit the word. To me, I don't know for sure, but that would be a means of control. If you were to look and be able to listen to everybody's conversation for years on end for a period of time, you could probably find out perhaps some salacious information that could be used to control that individual.